County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
So much to cover right now, a lot of things going on, and we wanted to talk today with Nick Smith, Public Affairs Director of the American Forest Resource Council. Nick, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thanks for having me back.
So one of President Trump's recent executive orders related to federal forest management, it's been out for a while. One of the big questions at the front end when it was initially issued was what might happen. Now that we've had a week and a half or so since that is out, maybe we've got more information. I guess, first of all, talk about what the executive order or orders calls for.
Sure. Earlier in the month, President Trump issued two executive orders. The first order calls for the immediate expansion of U.S. timber production, and that order basically underscores the importance of timber, lumber, paper, bioenergy, and other wood products to the nation's economy, and it directs his federal agencies to take action to increase timber supplies and reduce regulatory barriers. The second order is really aimed at national security, and it classifies wood products as American wood products as essential to our country's national security and economic stability. And it tasks the Secretary of Commerce in collaboration with other agencies to investigate the national security implications of timber and lumber imports and recommending policies to fortify our domestic supply chain for wood products.
So I guess at the beginning here, what was the reaction from your organization once you had a chance to take a look at these?
Well, we think that these executive orders are long overdue, frankly, and they direct the federal government to take steps towards responsible federal forest management and certainly the revitalization of our economy and certainly our rural communities where wood products are still so important.
And tell us more about that, though. One of the aspects you mentioned, the first order talked about immediate. Doesn't seem like anything can be immediate when you've got an issue this complex.
You're absolutely right. It has taken decades for our forests to get to this state. Certainly with policy decisions that were made, especially in the 1990s, that basically took active forest management away from federal lands. We've been dealing with, not only the job losses and the loss of economic opportunity in our timber communities, but also the environmental impacts as well. If we are not going to manage our federal forests, we've seen the wildfire and smoke. We've seen the degraded wildlife habitat. Of course, the communities that have been devastated by these fires. And, the toxic smoke that we're dealing with now, every summer, and something needs to change. And these executive orders, there's always debate and a lot of discussion over what executive orders really mean and how they could be enforced. And I think, there's still a lot of questions about sort of how these executive orders are going to work. But, I think to us, it sends a message that this administration wants dramatic changes across the federal government. Federal forest management is one. There's a lot of other things this administration wants to change. But it sends a message that this era of, passive forest management, or preservation of these lands really has hurt both our economy and our environment, and it directs federal agencies, especially those that manage these federal lands throughout the West, to take action and go in a different direction in ways that benefit our economy and environment in multiple ways.
Well, so talk about what agencies this specifically applies to.
Well, it's clear that, you know, President Trump wants to increase forest management across federal lands. And, you know, I think most people, would connect federal lands to our national forest system and all of the national forests, you know, in Oregon and throughout the West. It's also important to remember in Western Oregon, we have millions of acres of land that is administered by the Bureau of Land Management. So I think the bulk of these executive orders are really pointed towards the Forest Service, but, you know, it is also going to be interesting to see how, you know, these orders affect how the BLM manages its lands. And that's very important, obviously, to Douglas County and communities across Western Oregon.
Now, what percentage of national forest land is currently harvested every year on average?
Well, first, Kyle, I think it's important to understand that, when we talk about national forest system lands, you know, we're talking about 193 million acres of forests across the country. One thing that listeners should understand when, you know, they hear about debates, these fierce debates over forest management on national forest system lands, really only a little over a third, about 35% of national forests are actually available for timber harvest or are available for sort of that routine active forest management where, you know, timber is a product. And so, you know, even, you know, within that subset, you know, we are only managing a fraction of these lands. I mean, really, you know, 0.5% of national forest lands is harvested for timber in any year. You know, we've lost millions of acres, certainly to severe wildfire and other impacts, insects and disease. So, you know, we've been harvesting timber on just a tiny sliver of the land base.
And what do you feel like the impacts of this low level of harvesting has been on the trees that are still there?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, you don't have to go very far into our federal lands to see the legacy of, you know, 30 years of non-management. Insects and disease, you know, the types of things that kill trees, especially in overcrowded conditions, when we have, you know, a century of wildfire suppression and then, you know, 30 to 40 years at least of non-management, we have very dense stands where, you know, these insects can come in and kill the trees. And, you know, when you have dead trees, you have a lot of fuel for wildfire. And so, you know, really what we're dealing with is, it's an epidemic of dead trees on federal lands. And, you know, if we're not thinning overstock stands, if we're not removing the dead and dying trees, we shouldn't be surprised when every summer we're dealing with, you know, huge severe fires and then the smoke that comes with it.
And as we have more of this debris, that just intensifies the next big fire, correct?
That's correct. You know, more fuel for the fire equals bigger fires. You know, one thing I might have mentioned this on a previous broadcast is that, you know, another thing that has changed in recent decades is the disinvestment in our forest road network on federal lands. Today, there are far fewer forest roads on national forest system lands, you know, to do things like active forest management, safe and effective wildfire suppression, and of course, you know, other uses of these public lands, including recreation. And so, you know, we're in a place where our federal lands need intervention, needs active management, and something needs to happen really to change the trajectory of federal forest management. Otherwise, it's going to be, you know, more of the same in terms of bigger and severe wildfires, more smoke, more impacts to the environment, not to mention the continued economic impacts that come with having, you know, the biggest landlord in the area not really doing much and not taking responsibility for its property.
All right, more when we come back with Nick Smith from the American Forest Resource Council. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. It's Inside Douglas County, 1245 on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1, David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio at 4 o'clock. Inside Douglas County tomorrow, we'll have County Commissioner Tom Kress. He'll give his perspective on tonight's meeting with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife regarding the Rock Creek Hatchery and related topics. So listen for that tomorrow afternoon. That meeting tonight, 6 to 8:30, out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. From the American Forest Resource Council, Nick Smith, the Public Affairs Director, joining us this afternoon, talking about a couple of executive orders issued recently by President Donald Trump regarding timber management. One of the things, executive orders come out in various areas. Some we see move very quickly into boots on the ground action. How fast do you think this particular one could move somewhere, particularly when you've got multiple layers of agencies involved and that kind of thing?
That's a huge question. You know, we're working through those questions right now. I think a lot of your listeners would understand that, you know, we, for a long time, we've operated under a broken system of federal forest management where our federal agencies, our public land managers are, you know, operating every day under sort of a complex web of counterintuitive measures, you know, that are ultimately aimed at, I would say, preservation. And, two of the laws that have a lot of say in how federal forests are managed are the National Environmental Policy Act and the Endangered Species Act. And I think, as your listeners know, that, you know, our, you know, local forests are impacted by things like spotted owls and other issues that make management difficult. But, you know, if you look at a lot of the anti-forestry obstruction that occurs when our public land managers, you know, want to put out projects, want to thin overstock stands, you know, want to sell timber to support local communities, they are, you know, operating under this NEPA process, once again, the National Environmental Policy Act, where it takes years for the agency to meet those NEPA requirements, which is, you know, effectively a paperwork requirement that, you know, they have to produce an environmental impact statement or environmental assessment, you know, something that spans hundreds and hundreds of pages. Can take a long time to produce. They do that paperwork. They implement they try to implement the project, and then they get sued because some anti-forestry group, you know, brings up a claim that they didn't, you know, cross their T's and dot their I's in the NEPA paperwork. And you know, these groups are, most often they lose their court cases, but, you know, it often serves as a form of delay, and it only, you know, just kind of delays the urgent need to be managing these forests. And so, you know, the executive orders, as I had mentioned earlier, are a very strong message from this administration that it's time to do some different things. But, you know, I think to get there, it is still going to require some structural reforms, which, you know, do not require, repealing NEPA or the ESA. But can we get to a place where, you know, it takes the Forest Service a year to thin a stand of trees instead of 5 years? I think we could get there. The U.S. House earlier, a couple of months ago, passed the Fix Our Forests Act, which offers a number of, I'd say very modest, very positive forest management reforms. It received bipartisan support, including from Val Hoyle and other Democrats in Oregon and Washington. But you know, even today, the National Forest System Plan, like the Umpqua National Forest, operates under forest plans. If we were just to implement the current forest plans that are in the book, we could be harvesting and selling enough American-made lumber to frame more than 385,000 American homes every year. So there's a lot of there's a lot of room to do better, and but we also think some various serious reforms are needed as well.
Seems like really since the 08-09 recession, the U.S. has continued to lag in housing production at all levels, single family homes and other types as well. With the housing shortage, do you feel like this could really help that situation out in terms of making that timber available?
Yeah, well, I think the executive orders send a message that America's wood product should come from America. We are in a housing shortage in this country. We need to be building a lot more homes than we are today. And, our domestic wood products manufacturers, including those in Douglas County, are suited to step up and meet that need. Of course, the housing shortage is due to a number of factors, certainly, land, interest rates, that it takes to build the homes and for people to finance them. But in terms of building materials, we believe that our industry in Douglas County and throughout the West are capable of scaling up, just like we did during COVID, to produce those quality American-made wood products that are grown here, that are harvested under incredibly high environmental standards and using the most advanced forest practices standards in the world, we can meet that need if there is a will to stop importing more than a third of our lumber from other places that don't have our forest practices and environmental standards. We think it's a doable proposition for our country.
When you say we're importing a third, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised at that.
Oh, absolutely. I think you only need to drive around, rail lines, up and down I-5. You're constantly seeing rail cars filled to the brim with Canadian lumber. But it's not just Canadian lumber that we're utilizing. We're getting our wood products from places like Brazil, Mexico, Europe, Vietnam, and a lot of people don't know that even today, Russia's top export to the United States is plywood. And so, maybe that speaks to the sort of national security issues that the administration wants to work out. But, we have a choice. Do we want to continue to outsource, our natural resources and jobs, or do we want to bring that here, meet our needs, and do it here in a very responsible way?
What are some of the issues that could maybe slow the implementation of these executive orders down?
Well, I think it's the current broken system that we're operating under. The cost and time it takes for our federal agencies to meet those federal environmental laws and regulations. I had mentioned earlier the time it takes, like under this NEPA process, for the Forest Service to develop and implement projects. So it's really sort of the layers upon layers of red tape, bureaucracy, the real and perceived threat of anti-forestry litigation, and a system that has just been geared to stop the responsible management of our federal land. So, the President Trump, despite his intentions, it's very hard to flip a switch and get America managing its forests again and for the country to produce its own lumber. It's going to take time.
What reaction have you heard from folks in the industry in regards to these executive orders?
Well, our industry are made up of survivors, you know, people that have, you know, who made it through the old timber wars, who made it through the Great Recession, who have seen, you know, different presidential administrations, Republican and Democrat, different parties controlling Congress. And so, you know, we're, you know, it's been a, you know, it's almost dizzying, you know, just the pendulum, how it swings and then how it impacts federal forest management. And I think at the end of the day, our industry members welcome these executive orders, but they would like some stability. Certainly, like any manufacturer, you need a raw, you need a source of raw material to make that product. And, you know, stability can you know, allow our industry to invest in its mills and its workforce and continue on into the future and provide those American-made wood products.
Nick, from the American Forest Resource Council, Nick Smith, thanks for being on today.
Thanks for having me.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.